Toby's Room by Pat Barker.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For David, always. Part 1, 1912. Chapter 1. Eleanor arrived home at 4 o'clock on Friday and went straight to her room. She hung the red dress on the wardrobe door, glancing at it from time to time as she brushed her hair. That neckline seemed to be getting lower by the minute. In the end, her nerve failed her. She hunted out her pink dress, the one she used to wear for dancing classes at school, put it on, and stood in front of the cheval mirror. She turned her head from side to side, her hands smoothing down the creases that had gathered round the waist. Oh, dear. No, no, she couldn't do it. Not this time, not ever again. She wriggled out of it and threw it to the back of the wardrobe. Out of the window would have been more satisfying, but her father and brother-in-law were sitting on the terrace. She pulled the red dress over her head, tugged the neckline up as far as it would go, and went reluctantly downstairs. Father met her in the hall and hugged her as if he hadn't seen her for a year. Outside the living room, she hesitated. But there was no point wearing a red dress, then creeping along the skirting board like a mouse. So she flung the door open and swept in. She kissed Rachel, waved at Rachel's husband, Tim, who was at the far side of the room talking to her mother, and then looked around for Toby. But he wasn't there. Perhaps he wasn't coming after all, though he said he would.